It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
All right, that was a good one. Well, God damn it, Adam.
Hey, dude, hey, what's up?
What are you doing in here, bud? Come on.
Oh, I'm just trying to, you know, get some quality time outdoors a little bit.
You're not outdoors. You're in my bathroom. And you're once again fishing in my tub, and I would like to crap and take a shower. You got to do this outside.
Fine. Will you take me outside?
Are you suggesting that we do a fishing challenge today?
No, I just want to go outside. I don't know how to get out of your house.
I'm right! What the thing, what the thing, what?
I believe it was Confucius who said, catch a fish for a man, and that man has a meal of fish right there, right then. But teach a man to fish, and that man becomes one of those guys you see in your public park fishing in the lake, and you're like, are you eating the shit that comes out of that lake? Because it is disgusting. I saw dudes shit in that lake. There's trash. And all sorts of, like, don't, I think it'd be literally be healthier to go to McDonald's and get a fillet of fish than eating whatever fish comes out of that lake. This is the Grolic Saves the World. My name is Adam Caton Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Overdahl. So wise. So wise.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
It's one of his longer quotes. I mean, it's not, it's a, you know, it was something.
It is, but the wisdom, still very valid.
Eternal. I think you messed up some of the details. I think it's catch a fish to man a fish forever.
Oh.
Isn't that the saying?
No, what it is it says it's catch a rising star, even if you miss your...
You caught a fish.
You're near the moon.
Oh.
And then there may be fish there. They haven't figured that out yet. So it's something along those lines. But that's...
Anyway, a lot of wisdom right off the top. Usually we start with some dumb shit, but no. It's cool to have some wisdom.
Well, this is the podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves through challenges. And I think Confucius has always been sort of the unspoken North Star of the
He was pod. Our original Patreon backer. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Confucius paid us in a clay pot full of cumin, which was very nice. That was our first Andrew level. Was a clay pot full of ground cumin
spice.
That's when we knew that this Patreon was gonna fucking pop, was when Confucius came in with the clay pot of cumin.
Yeah.
We thought, okay, there might be a community here for us.
Do you remember when we, the three of us, did that tour along the spice route? What a time to be alive.
Just getting paid in salt.
Yes.
We were so rich back then.
And yes, we are salt rich, money poor. There's no question about that. But we are better off for it. We are better off salt rich, money poor. That's what they say about the Grolics. Well, anyway, that was dumb as fuck.
That new merch will be available on Patreon very shortly. The reason that I did that banger fishing intro, guys, the reason that I did that is because we have a very special guest on this episode, who producer Ron told me is going to bring us a challenge. So I would like to introduce to all of our listeners around the world, and again, we apologize for the spice trade tour. We didn't intend the colonial effects, however they happened, and we can't really back that off. But this comic, you're going to love him. He's a Denver favorite, but he's also an internationally renowned fisherman. He's joining us from a remote location somewhere in Colorado. Please welcome Eland Stribling to the pod, everyone.
Hey, Eland is here. Hey, here he is. How are you, buddy? How's it going?
Good morning, everyone. Imagining three of you guys going on the Spice tour, I think it's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard of.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. It pulls at the heartstrings, really. I mean, you're thinking to yourself, how did that not happen prior?
Yeah.
Because it just seems so seamless.
But are you picturing us on a Spice Girls type of tour, like on a double-decker bus?
Absolutely.
Going around London, mostly. Yeah.
Each one of you has your own color palette.
And I want to be clear, I think it's obvious that I'd be Sporty Spice in that situation.
Oh, here we go. No one believes this at all,
Why are you wincing, Producer Ron? You wouldn't fucking know.
I want to ride this out. I would definitely be Posh Spice. Andrew, do you even know a Spice? Do you have tuberculosis Spice when you were a kid?
Sorry, I didn't listen to the Spice Girls. Wow, am I embarrassed.
But Andrew, I guarantee you, had a full-size poster of Baby Spice that was hidden behind a full-size poster of Yeshua. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
There's some religious deity. I don't know. Like,
yeah, Shawshank Redemption style. You think there's going to be a tunnel back there? Nah, it's just a Baby Spice poster that I've got.
We're doing what we always do on this podcast.
Right. Adam, what were you going to say?
We always invite a guest and we say, hey, here's our guest. And then we riff right over them. I would like to say, Eland, thanks for being on the pod. Why the fuck are you here? What's going on? I don't understand.
Yeah, thanks for having me, boys. It's talking to Ron, and we thought of an idea of doing a fishing challenge, a little bit of on the water escapades or activities, however you want to call it. But
okay.
We thought it would be fun to have like the Grolix Boys on the river day.
I'm down.
So fishing.
Yeah. What is that? What is that? And what is a fish? I've always wondered that. What is a fish?
What is fishing?
Yeah. Challenge accepted. We wouldn't have had you if we hadn't screened it earlier, but we will do this challenge with you. But tell the listeners a little bit about your experience fishing and why you think fishing is good for the world, because that's what this pod is, Spice Tour aside.
Yeah, so I have a degree in wildlife biology and a minor in education. So I work with wildlife. I work with animals. I was a fishery technician for 4 years. And now I teach people how to fish. I'm like a professional fishing guide from little children to, you know, different groups across the country, old people, families, whatever it looks like. So I teach people how to fish, and it is very therapeutic. Most of the people we take fishing, at the end of the day, even if they don't catch fish, they sort of have this intrinsic love of nature, just saying like, it was beautiful being out here. The weather was great. I got to sit down and breathe and relax. So, at least fishing to me, even though, you know, it's still sometimes work and I enjoy taking people out. It's still, it's therapeutic. It gives people a chance to be away from their phones, enjoy each other's company.
Whoa, birds, trees, who said we couldn't bring our fucking phones?
It's going to be a tough one for Ben. You just said Ben's kryptonite. Uh-oh, guess Ben can't make it.
First of all, I'm glad that you've taught children, old people, and families, because you've covered all three of us. I'm definitely the child. Andrew, of course, is somewhere around 80 to 100 years old. And then Adam is a family. He's the embodiment of a family in one person.
I'm a family.
Yes.
I'm a one-man family.
But so what kind of fishing do you do, like, or teach mostly? Do you teach real fishing or do you teach fly fishing? I don't know if that's what it's called when you're casting as opposed to fly fishing or whatever.
Yeah. So usually with the children, with the little kids, we do regular fishing, which is like where you press the button on the little spin rod. It's like what you would do with your dad or grandpa when you were younger, where you just go cast and sit on the bank and wait.
Okay.
I teach and I mostly do fly fishing. So that's where you see people like doing the dance with the rod.
Yes.
And like being magical, and it's summer, and there's bugs, and Brad Pitt's there, and
hell yeah,
yeah. So that's we'll be doing fly fishing.
Wow, I've never fly fished. Adam and Ben, have you ever fly fished?
No, I have gone fishing. I've never fly fished.
No, never fly fished.
Yeah, me neither.
So all of you guys have lived in Colorado, and you've never been fly fishing.
I've never fly fished. My uncle's a huge fly fisherman. He like ties his own flies. That's like all he does. That and he's got a little penchant for the sauce and fly fishing. That's his whole. I'm trying to put it as delicately as I can. I'll let you, the listener, imagine how much someone drinks when their only activity and favorite thing to do in the world is fly fishing. I'll let you fill in the canvas with how much.
Eland, would you care to respond to those accusations?
I'm drunk right now.
But yeah, my uncle would tie flies, and that's like his whole thing. But I've never gone. I've never fly fished. I've just done the kind of kid fishing with the reel. So this is totally new to me.
Adam, what about you?
Yeah, I grew up here, Eland. And first of all, I don't appreciate your tone. With that, I grew up here and I did not fly fish at all. There are things to do in Colorado besides fly fish. You can go to the Mint.
Oh God, the worst tour.
Boy, does Adam love watching American.
Adam loves watching money get made.
Sorry, I'm a Mint fan. So no, I never went fly fishing. I went to summer camp and did some kid fishing, as you would describe it, just like simple side of the lake type of fishing. But nothing ever elaborate. And I do feel a little bit of shame because I know that this is like a mecca for fly fishing. So I'm curious to try it. And I definitely respond to the getting out and wanting to see nature and see birds. You know, I'm not a violent man in the woods, but I know that hunting and fishing support so much wildlife. I get that relationship. I know that is a huge part of it. So, yeah, I'm excited.
You're not a violent man of the woods? Is that what you just said? Is that what you just said?
That is what I said.
Andrew, get him. Get him, Andrew. No. Get him. I can see you winding up. You get him, Andrew. No. Don't let him get away.
I couldn't
away
believe what
that.
I heard. I've never heard that term. I'm not a violent man of the woods. I love it.
I'm not. I'm a peaceful man of the woods.
I grew up in Maine, a violent child of the woods, and I fished, I mean, all summer long. That was what we did, but we didn't have like rivers that were easily accessible to fly fish in. We had large, like big rivers that with very strong currents. So we fished mostly in lakes and used reel and cast. So like, but I grew up, you know, catching bass. There was a lot of pickerel, trout, rainbow trout and brook trout that did come into that. So, this is kind of gross. We ate an exorbitant amount of white perch, which is like kind of kind of a trashy fish.
Yeah.
But we would catch, like, there was no limit you could catch out of certain.
What do you use for bait? Like a Marlboro 100 filter?
It is definitely the pigeon of the waterways. Yeah. Like
a little Dairy Queen chicken nugget out there on your bobber. There it comes.
Yellow perch we wouldn't eat, but white perch we would, and horn pout.
Because you were racist.
Was like a horn pout.
Horn
is
pout?
A horn pout. Look it up. It's an actual fish. It looks like a catfish. It's like a smaller catfish.
Horn pout.
I've never heard of horn pout.
Eland is a world famous fisherman.
Yeah. Are you pout? Sure? Someone just telling you, you're like, you're eating tadpoles. They're like, this is horn pout.
It's actually the nickname for a brown bullhead.
Brown bullhead. Okay.
So we used to catch those, but mostly it was a lot of smallmouth bass and things like that. But I'm excited for this because I have always wanted to try fly fishing. I would say that of the outdoor like activities in the hunting realm and fishing realm, it is the one that to me strikes me as being beautiful.
It seems real difficult too. Like I watch fly fishermen, I'm like, man, this seems hard.
Yeah.
Fly fishing is it's kind of dainty. It is very like ballet of fishing. It's like a little bit of a show and dance with the fish. So it is kind of. I wouldn't say it's difficult to learn. Women are better fly anglers than men are, because it's about finesse. It's about like patience and like taking a breath and like not rushing stuff. And guys come out and they're like, I gotta throw it hard. And it's all about like,
because correct me if I'm wrong, you're trying to simulate a bug kind of like lighting on the water, right?
Yeah.
And like taking
it's
off.
Like you're, the bug's landing on top of the water, it's landing underneath the water, and it's like, it's all like a natural prop. Like you're just trying to be a part of the river rather than just like giving the fish, like, here's a worm. You're like, hey, fish, do you want to, it's like asking a fish out on a date. Like, hey, what are you doing later? Like, what's up? What's your name and number? So,
get ready for the worst date of your life, because I'm taking you out of your home to this inhospitable world. Now you're dying, and I'm taking a picture of you.
Enjoy Andrew's fishing, boys. There will be no fish around because he talks.
I'm a violent man of the woods. What did I say?
He is a violent man of the woods. I want to ask Elon two questions. One is listening to Ben talk about fishing in Maine made me think that they were looking for bodies and happened to fish while they were doing that.
For boots. The fish were happenstance. They could take those boots down to the Army surplus and sell them for half price and new.
L.L. Bean had a lifetime return policy. You get a Bean's boot out of that, you're up $40. It's worth the investment, bud.
And I will say, listen to Ben talk about fish. You sound like someone who got coached on saying fish species, and you're just naming off as many as you could.
Yes.
To the cop. Like if someone was like, what are you guys doing? And you're like, we saw brook trout. We're making a fish. We saw white perch, yellow perch.
Yeah. Cause I got caught with a shopping cart full of copper wire, and I'm like trying to
come
up with an
alibi. Brook trout. Pretty much all the trout.
Yeah, well, we got the popping possum. We got a
Of a horn.
Well, you know when you got a ridgeback Penelope, they'll practically jump right into the boat.
But it was impressive. You know? But it felt a little staged.
Yeah,
I did fish. I legitimately did fish.
Okay.
Maine, right. Back me up. If you listen, Maine, back me up on.
Yeah, we can't wait. We can't wait to hear.
No, my question is there always is a competitive angle to this podcast. Just knowing us, we've all hung out in green rooms, you know our personalities. Two-part question, who do you think is going to be the best at fly fishing? And I guess who's going to catch the most fish or the first fish? Or am I asking typically male questions and this is too competitive out the fucking gates?
I can tell. I can tell he hates us already.
I believe Andy is either going to catch... Andrew, you're either going to catch the most fish or the first fish, because it's always the person who seems like they want to enjoy it, but they're also like, I don't really care if I'm there or not. And
that tracks.
that's his outlook on life.
You're like, I want to do it, but also
I guess
if I'm there, like whatever. And the fish are like, cool, this person he's not trying, he's stressed, he's enjoying.
Ooh,
it.
Okay, so there's a dating aspect to it. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, so my way of going in, hip waders, nothing else, dick bobbing into the in the rapids, like that's gonna be too much for the fish, do you think?
Gross.
Gross. Stop saying it. Everybody knows it. It just sounds
like
you're
catch a pike right on your dick.
Yeah,
that's what I hope.
Just you may catch something else, Ben, on the water. I don't know if that's
a
fish.
A dick amoeba.
I have a question. I know with like real fishing, rod and reel fishing, it's all about like who caught the biggest fish. Look at this huge ass fish that I landed. Is that with fly fishing? Is it a similar vibe of like you are trying to catch a big fish, or is it more just like look at this beautiful example of a fish I just caught? It doesn't matter how much it weighs. This thing just is cool. It's or not.
Yeah, I feel like it's been that way for like most people, and I'm still trying to find the biggest fish or even the prettiest fish, but I feel like as more different types of people are moving into fly fishing or just regular fishing in general. It's just like fish are beautiful. So if you catch a fish, even if it's not the biggest fish, like sometimes I've caught like super small fish, but their colors are just super pretty or vibrant. Or you have like cool fish stories about a fish like jumping out of the water to take your fly. So there is something just like, it is always like, oh man, I caught 20 fish today, or I only caught one fish today. But that one fish may be the coolest fish you've ever seen. Or if you had a plan that day of like, hey, I'm going to try this new technique of fly fishing, or I want to try this new fly. And if that fly works, you're like, today was a successful day. Or if, you know, you didn't catch any fish, but you saw a bunch of fish and you're learning, you're like, okay, I know where the fish are.
Okay, cool. I was just curious.
Are we catch and releasing, or are we keeping these fish?
We will probably most likely release these fish. If we hook one and it gets too deep and it like it's going to die anyway, just because I would swallow the hook because accidents happen, then we may, you know, all four of us, all five of us share a fish on the side of a bank and just live in the woods forever. So, but we'll probably release the fish.
Wait, what? Wait a second.
Is that the rule?
I'm sorry.
Is that the rule?
That's how it works. Guys, I've got a show next week. I can't live in the
amazing.
Woods.
Amazing.
I am with Eland. I hope that there is no second half to this pod. I hope we do not
never return.
This is how we exactly go out. Oh,
people
God.
Just and wonder all... what happened. They went out on the river, and that's the last anyone ever heard of them.
They never returned.
I'll take it.
Adam went out a peaceful man of the woods. He came back a
and
violent
he never came
man
back
of the woods.
Real quick, you should tell the folks, you have a web series where you do this, right?
Yeah, I have a series called Comedians on the Fly, where I take comics fly fishing and I ask them stories about doing stand-up, about where they started, best heckler story, how many times have they bombed, do they have any, you know, tips and tricks for upcoming comedians or people wanting to get into it. So it's just a conversation about comedy while we learn to fly fish.
Fuck,
so
that's awesome.
I've had comics from LA and Denver and from the East Coast, so it's been fun. And just hearing comics, you know, riff about fishing, or a lot of stuff that makes sense to me in fly fishing doesn't make sense to other people like in the normal world. So it's great to get different perspectives and just hang out with great comics. So I'm looking forward to this, to sort of be a part of that and get to chat with you guys and watch you make fun of fishing and hear comedy stories and see who catches fish.
No, this sounds great.
Hell yeah. I think that'll be great. There'll be tons of good content for our fans to watch. And also I think maybe just Andrew and I should talk about comedy, and Ben should be in the background and just his hip waders, nothing else, and doesn't say a word the entire episode. He's just back there.
I think that
blurred mid torso.
Yes.
That'd be so fucking funny.
Just smoking too. I'd like to smoke if at all possible in the background. A Swisher Sweet tipped cigarillo hanging out of my mouth. Just cursing the earth because why don't these fish want it? Is it my dick? And that's going to always be the question. Is it my dick? Well, everybody check out Comics on the Fly with Eland Stribling. And Eland, do you mind? We usually cut to some comedy, but since you're here and you are also an extremely funny comic yourself, do you mind if we play a clip of you? Could we do that? If we
That'd be great.
To?
That'd be sweet. I hope someone enjoys it.
Yeah, we hope someone does too. What a ringing endorsement.
Our sincere hope as well.
Yeah. So let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some stand-up comedy from our pal here, Eland Stribling. And when we return, we will be back. We will be smelling of the outdoors. I will be tanned all over my body because I wore nothing but hip waders. And it'll be a good time. Everybody should be relaxed. So stay tuned, asshats. Let's go fishing, boys.
Fellas, make some noise if you know where the clit is. Okay, not enough, guys. I think I saw somebody pull out their phone. To help, guys, I'm thinking about opening up a restaurant and making it really, really hard to find. And naming it the clit, right? And men are going to be driving there, women are going to be giving directions, but the men aren't going to be listening. She's gonna be like, hey babe, you should go left. And he's like, my left or your left? It's like, we're facing the same fucking direction. Well, is it inside or outside? It's not really inside, but it's also not outside either. If you go into the tunnel, you've gone too far. All right. It's kind of in the hood. Okay. That's
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome back, everybody. It is a week later through the magic of podcasting.
Ooh.
Oh, I love that.
Time has passed.
It's a beautiful sound.
And I'm not even going to have to ask everyone here. I know for a fact we have done this challenge. We all three completed the challenge because we did it together.
Yeah.
And we are joined here in the second act with Elon Stribling, who got us all into the water fly fishing. Welcome back, Elon.
What's up, everybody? Good morning. How do you feel after your fly fishing challenge? How does everyone feel?
I feel lighter.
Well, we're what, a few days removed, but I'm still feeling the glow of it. I don't want to tip too much about the experience.
I'm still wet. I never dried off.
Yeah, it's a problem. You should go to urgent care.
Like chafing from that.
I'm still wearing the boots. Like I'm living the life.
That's why you're bow-legged, Adam. It's the chafing of the
there
thighs.
There is a smell for sure, yeah. But I'm here. I'm a fisherman.
I think Andrew filled out the waiters the best. It's never a competition of
But it is on this podcast.
Who looks
and
best
thank
in
you.
The waiters, but I think Andrew filled
I
out the
waiters. I do look the best.
No one has ever said that Andrew doesn't have a juicy little boosie, and we've talked about it before.
Yeah, you give me any kind of deep-sea diving suit, astronaut suit, river waiters, I'm going to make them work. I'm going to make them work on this body.
So wait, let's basically break down, and we'll get Elon, we'll kind of get to your thoughts on how we each did, but we got up probably what, about 5:30,
so
o'clock.
Early. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a thunderstorm woke me up at 5, but I didn't have to wake up till 6. So thanks.
We met on the South Platte near Deckers, a couple miles downstream from Deckers, Colorado. And it's a beautiful drive. It's one of my favorite, quick, easy, just especially with the storm that just passed that Andrew was talking about. It was just like a pretty, pretty drive. It was like cool morning. Yeah, it was sweet.
It's probably the prettiest drive I've ever taken in Colorado. And that's saying
yeah,
something.
Yeah, Andrew, I want to add this. Andrew is over Colorado. He's over it. He's made it very clear that he's seen every corner of this state. Right. It's boring to him now.
I said the I-70 corridor was boring.
As we all
to
know,
me.
Beauty can only be appreciated once. If there's something beautiful and you see it, you're like, got it. And you could never.
Then it's old it. Hat. Yep. Internalized.
Yep.
Internalized and digested. New beauty. You guys don't treat things yes. like that.
Exactly. So when you're a boy droid like Andrew is, you boy do droid. Things not for the emotional feelings for these sensations that are hard to explain. You do it to collect information
yes.
about mm-hmm. the topography.
Exactly.
It's all very, analytical. But Andrew, gasp, said that this was one of the prettiest drives he's ever
had. Yeah, driven all over
the
state. And I've driven in pretty places in other states too. It was so pretty and such a cool road. Fun road to drive on. Beautiful, beautiful road.
So we got there and Elon, you were amazing. You already had everything for us. You had hip waders and boots and you had poles or rods, I guess. What do they call? Are they called poles?
They are poles, but fly fishermen call them rods, but you can call them poles. It's okay. The same thing.
No, dude. Okay. We're fly fishermen now. We say rods just like you.
Yeah. We call them whippy sticks.
You forget we're anglers now. We're full-fledged
And if I
anglers.
Hear anybody call it a pole, I'm going to be like, look at this fucking punk.
Yeah, why don't you go find a pier to sit on with your pole, dipshit?
Yeah. I look forward to see you sitting on a curb holding your skateboard, you fucking poser.
Hell yeah.
But not us. Yeah, we get into the water, dude. We get into the water.
Rods.
Yeah, and Elon, you very quickly gave us kind of an instructional, and then we were in the river, man. There was no fucking around. Like, you do this for a living. You teach kids all the time how to fish. So you had a shorthand. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah, making sure you guys had everything you needed, water, hats, and then a quick casting lesson, which turned into a very sexual ordeal very quickly.
Who would have done that? I wonder
guys,
who made it sexual.
It was not sexual. It was not. You guys caught a sexy fish on the line. It doesn't mean the fish was sexual just because it had a dance. So Andrew was practicing his cast in a field, and I caught the end of the line. And then he reeled me in, and I had a little dance. That fish do fish dance as they come in. Elon, you know this. You spend a lot of time in the drip.
I've never seen a fish dance so seductively, but I have seen fish jump. So it was beautiful to watch, but it was new.
Well, you've not caught a horny face cheek blower, which is what I am. And, so,
rare North American.
You worked in the field with us on the proper technique, which this is a lot different than freshwater casting, than just in a lake or deep sea fishing where you're trying to get that line to go out. This is more about an over the head kind of flicking the wrist, creating a flying motion or an insect motion with the end of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, with regular fishing, you're using like the weight of the or reel fishing or spin fishing or however you want to call it, using the weight of the lure, the bait or whatever, and that has the most mass on it. So you can just sort of like throw it as far as you can, like a baseball. Like you can get rid of it as far as you can. With this, it's much, you're using the weight of the line instead of what's at the end of the line. So you have to create like this tension sort of release part for like a spring. So it's much more finessed. You can still like use muscle to a degree, but it's much more like taking your time, letting the rod load, and then shooting it out. So
yeah, what was crazy is the line on like growing up, like cast fishing, the test on it is very thin. It's a very thin line, but yeah. The line on a fly fishing or an angling rod is a very thick neon line. Like it was easy to see and it carried most of the weight. Like
yeah, and those have like different weights, so you could fish, you know, a heavier line if you want to get deeper in the water. If you're fishing a lake or in the ocean, you can fish a lighter line. If you are near like spooky fish that like if that line lands on the water and they get scared, you can fish like a lighter line. So it's like different degrees, but you're still using the weight of the line to create tension to make that spring so it can like flick out. So the rod is doing most of the work rather than like you blowing out your shoulder, throwing right out the baseball game. Like the rod is doing the work and you're just sort of assisting, guiding the rod. Yeah.
Yeah. It was super cool.
So, and then, you know, you gave us instruction, you taught us kind of all the approach, and then we all just got in the water and started doing the thing, which I appreciated because, you know, it's like comedy. It's just like, I can give you a little bit of advice, but you just got to get out there and try this and see what it is. And I think a good way to proceed would be for you to give us each kind of a performance review. Let us know how we did. I just want to know how Ben did first. I'd like to hear how Ben.
Well, why don't we hear how Ben thought he did first, and then let's get Elon's.
Yeah, let's hear how Ben thought he did.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear a little bit about what we thought of it.
Well, for me, the most interesting thing, I've never worn hip waders, and you're wearing like the hip waders with like these thick boots over the bottoms of it. And so when I stepped in the water, I thought my feet were wet because you do feel the cold. And that's, I was like, these are, I'm soaked, but then you kind of get used to it. And then I don't think I did. So I found my cast was a little more sidearm than it should have been. I think you came up at one point and corrected it, but I quickly got like, I separated myself and kind of went further up and then more towards the middle of the stream, like tried to get closer up to my thighs, like deep in it. And I was trying to fish the parts where it looked like the water was a little more calm, maybe thinking that fish would sit in there and they didn't have to use a lot of energy, right, to like swim upstream because it was a pretty fast current. So I thought if there was little spots where it looked like the water was a little more calm, they'd kind of rest and hang out there. So I was trying to fish like along the edge in the reeds, like in the water. And like, I got one on the line and then he jumped off. He jumped out of the water and everything. And then when I finally got to pulling him in, I felt it release like he had got off. And it didn't look like a very big fish, but overall, I think I did okay. I don't know. I'm curious to hear. Eland, how do you think I did?
Well, okay. I'll start off by saying this. I gave everyone the rods with the flies on them hooked up. And I was like, all right, just head to the water and I'll come by in a second. And we'll just get situated, oriented, so people can start fishing. I did it to Andrew. I did it to Adam.
Yeah.
And then I look back and Ben is tangled.
Yeah.
By the most insane
knot.
Like, it looked like he tried to get it tangled.
Yes.
And that was I forgot about that part.
Thank you for bringing that up for our fans. Yeah. Yeah.
I was gone for 10 seconds. And all I asked was like, hey, just head down to the water for 1 second and I'll be there. And then I was like, well, okay.
Okay. So, Eland, pause real quick. We probably should have told you I don't follow directions very well. So,
I mean, we got everyone situated, came over, took the time. You got most of the knot out. I came and just made sure everything was straight. Everything was good. And then I will say you were probably the most, in fishing, we call it just being fishy. Like, someone who's really fishy is someone who thinks like the fish.
Adam is nodding aggressively, yes, but I want to be clear, Adam.
This is a compliment.
He's talking about.
We do describe Ben as fishy all the time.
In the angling world, this is a compliment. Like, you were very fishy. You were looking at the water saying, like, where would a fish be? How did they react? And you hooked up to two fish. I don't know if you remember the second fish that you, but you hooked up to two fish by yourself. It wasn't me like saying cast over there. You kept like moving to the spot. So as an angler, you were the most fishy, which is the plus, which is like someone like, oh, if I'm going fishing, like this person knows how to like look at the water. They know how to like
intuitive thinking like the fish.
Yeah. Just like
think like a fish. We've always said Ben knows how to think like a fish.
Very fishy. So that was cool. And probably the most, I would say connected with the water or most, it seemed like you were having your own moment with the river.
There's just been a lot going on. I've talked about everything happening, but also just a lot happening with work and everything. That was the lowest my blood pressure had been in months. It was truly relaxing, truly enjoyable, just listening to the water and like standing there feeling it. I think like there is a difference with this style of fishing where you feel a connection, like you're actually standing in the water. You're like, I would put my hand in and just like feel it rushing by. It was beautiful. It was perfect temperature. There were birds everywhere. It was, yeah, man, I can't thank you enough for that, because I'm like, I definitely felt the effects of that.
Yeah. And every time I left you to come, you know, check sure you had flies or you weren't knotted or anything. Every time I walked away, I was like, he'll be okay. Like, I was like, he's okay. He's okay. He'll catch fish. He'll figure it out, but he'll be okay. And I would look at you as the sun was going by and a tear fell. And I was like, he'll be all right. And then I would walk away.
Damn, Eland.
That's it.
That's beautiful.
Thanks, Dad. Dad, and it's meant so much, you know, because I feel like you didn't recognize my accomplishments on the hill when I was snowboarding, but I feel like this definitely. Well, okay.
All right. So I love that. Ben's fishy. Ben will be all right. Ben has a moment on the river. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
All right. Andrew?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Andrew, how do you think you did?
Yeah, well, first off, I was trying to say earlier, it was just refreshing to like hang out with someone who is competent at what they're doing. Oh boy, it just feels like there's so much incompetency in the world. It was great. the way Elon could get us all situated, explain everything. It was like, oh, wow, this person's like good at their shit. This is enjoyable. Made it real easy to learn the basic mechanics. I'd never held a fly rod in my life. They always seemed weird and kind of intimidating. I didn't even, you know, really understand how they worked. I'd gone rod and reel fishing, sorry, pole fishing, idiots. now that we're part of the elite, I'd gone, yep. You know, pole fishing and the fly fishing. It just seemed so alien and weird to me. So I had felt a little, not worried because it's, you know, it was still fly fishing, but a little kind of apprehensive about grasping it. But Elon made it super simple and put me down in the water and
he put you down in the water. He held you
put me down. Yeah, a few times.
Take me
he said
to the river.
He didn't do that to you guys. He said it was you have to get baptized before you could fish. He didn't do that to you guys.
How long did he hold you under?
No, yeah, a long time. Yeah, until I was like,
yeah, I saw some. I heard flailing around the bend.
Yeah, I thought everyone got it. Oh, anyway, I guess it was special just for me.
I heard some flailing around the bend. Now I think that was a Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Flailing around the bend.
Yeah, flailing coming around the bend, but. It's actually the Vietnam War.
Yeah, that was what it was. Some flailing round the bend.
Yeah.
Elon helped me down the water and off I went fishing. It was, I think I got a nibble. I can't even confirm that it was a legit nibble because there were a few times I snagged on sticks and things in the water. But
yeah, Andrew, can we say, had his eye and a connection to sticks.
Prolific
in the water.
Stick that fisherman. Was, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I did my part cleaning up the South Platte. I don't know about you assholes, but I did my part. I don't know what kind of bait
Andrew
I was
came
using.
Up with so much shit from the bottom of the it was amazing.
They call me the dredger.
I do have to interrupt just to paint a picture because Elon said you looked the best in the waders, but no one's talking about your pretty cool hat that you
brought. I have this kind of floppy hat I wear kayaking and I brought it for this and it was perfect. You can laugh all you want, Ben. It was the perfect.
No, it snaps on both sides and you snapped. I'm laughing because you snapped one side up.
Snapped one
like
side.
The G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah. I think we have footage of it, but yes, and for some reason you could snap up either side of it like an Australian bounty hunter or something, but it's a great hat for keeping the sun off your face.
Patreon, stay tuned. We've got some really good footage of Andrew snapping one of those hats. Like, don't get out of your seat just yet to run to your computer. Wait till the podcast is over.
Just
boy,
wait.
Is that some sick footage?
Andrew, you to me looked the most river. You look like you knew what you were doing. You look like you belong.
It's that
there.
Floppy hat.
Well, you just also, you wear clothes that fit. Like even, honestly, like earth tone things, outdoorsy clothing. Like you love shit like that. So
yeah, I enjoy things that are kind of a process of refinement, and fly fishing certainly seemed like that. You know, like with each cast, the casts are short. The line goes by pretty quick and then you're on to the next cast and you can kind of refine those movements and like, I'm not quite getting it out as far as I want. I don't quite have this snap that I want. And then Elon showed me how to kind of clean the line and I'd be like, okay, well now I'm keeping, you know, my line clean. I'm keeping my pole pointed in the right direction. There's all these like little like micro adjustments you can make each time. And I always feel pretty satisfied with any activity that has that. So I was just kind of enjoying the process of refinement, even though I didn't catch anything. But yeah, I mean, to be honest, just standing in the river around all of that kind of natural beauty, it was very pleasant. I did not for one second did I regret not catching a fish.
All right, Elon, how do you think that Andrew did? It sounds like he's appraising himself as sort of shitty, but enjoying it. So how do you think
he did? That's fair. Sort of shitty, but enjoying it. The Andrew Orbital story. Yeah. Are you going to buy my book? It's at airports everywhere.
All right. What do you think, Elon?
Well, Andrew showed up first.
AKA on time, not 25 minutes late, you assholes.
Oh, wow. Get a rare chance to gloat.
Yeah, and I'm taking it. And I'm taking it.
Putting the pro and procrastinator. He is definitely. So, yeah, what do you think?
He was the first one to show up. Waiters on. And then I'll be honest, he got a little pre-practice in before you two showed up of casting. So he was just sort of leisurely walking around the lot doing some casting. And I was like, this guy's going to be, he's going to be a, we call it a stick, was just someone who is like really good at casting, who can like lay it down, but he caught sticks. So it's an appropriate.
So Ben is fishy and Andrew's the stick.
He's a stick. Yeah.
So just oh, yeah. Like, fucking love his nicknames it. Are never
just
leaving.
Just like on yeah. the money. So I was like excited to like watch Andrew fish because I was like, oh yeah, he's gonna have himself a day. He didn't catch any fish, but I just, you know, we only fished a small section of river. I feel like if we would have explored a little bit more and moved around, I think everyone would have got something. But yeah, he didn't get knotted up or tangled once. Out of all of you, he was the only one that not get knotted up or tangled. So I was happy about that.
I did get tangled on a stick, but yeah, I fixed it myself.
So he was self-sufficient. Shit, and every
stick.
Time I,
that's such a stick move.
And every time I went back, he was just like, okay, so what do I do now? So just like he said, it's a thing of refinement. Like there's all these like little pieces that you can just keep adding to be a better angler, to be better chance of catching fish and reading the water and stuff. And every time I went back to him, he was just sort of tweaking it and like making it perfect. Even in, you know, a few short hours of fishing. So, I was like excited to like watch. If I could have sat down and like watched you all fish, I probably would have watched Andrew the whole time.
Mm. Oh, hell yeah. Wow. I'll take okay. it. I'll take
that's
it.
That's a really hearty endorsement.
All right. That's a good, so he's yes. fun to watch. Juicy Boosie, and he fills out a pair of hip waders.
That's really what it is.
A lot of hat options, a lot of different hat options.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's pretty great. Yeah, that's a really Adam, good report. What about you? Tell us your story of the river.
Well, there were those other guys on the river who were fishing with us, and it was a little distracting when I got there, and they were like, it's Brad Pitt from A River Runs Through It, and they wanted to take a picture with me. So that was weird. Because I'm like, I'm not him. But I was kind of intimidated like Andrew, because I feel like you see, you know, those iconic pictures of fly fishermen, and it just seems more like a lassoing, like there's a rhythmic thing you really got to do. But as Elin explained, it's just kind of like, you know, simulating the food for the fish. So it's not... It was easier than I thought it would be, in that there's not some sort of rhythm you have to get in and really find it. It's just kind of throwing it out there and letting the river do most of the work. So I was relieved to find that it was easy to do. There wasn't like this, obviously you can get better, like Andrew said, and you'll learn a ton, but just like to jump in there and do it, you can pretty much do it if you're paying attention. That really relieved me. I thought there'd be like, dude, you're going to have to like, if you want to, you know, go for hours before you even start to figure this out. And that made me happy. But also, just like you guys said, man, being on the river and that beautiful morning, and I brought my binoculars and there were birds going around. There were all those tree swallows and goldfinches, and like you're literally in the river. I'm in my happy place. That's fucking great.
Adam, I think Elin called it out when we were in there that Adam was wearing hip waders, and then he had a pair of binoculars on with him, which was a really funny look, like you were trying to mix a few different things.
Super in, outdoorsman, you know. Trying to prove a point. I had a shotgun on me. I had a bear trap.
He was duck hunting at the same time.
Just doing it all. I bought that fucking fishing license. I'm getting use out of it. Yeah, so I think I did okay, but I think I wasn't as fluid on the river. Every time I tried to move around, I'm like, oh God, I almost fell over. So I would tend to stick in one spot. But yeah, I thought my casting was pretty fluid. I'll just say that. I thought...
You're burying the lead, Adam.
Well, I'll let Elin take that one.
All right. Well, Elon, then how do you think Adam did? We're all waiting with bated breath. Pardon the pun.
Oh, Benny boy.
But anyway, how do you think Adam did?
Ron, please mute Ben. Thanks.
That one I like because it's not about sex. That's fun. That's an innocent pun. It doesn't always have to be about sex. I love it.
I've remained largely sex-free this one, although we're coming to the end.
Yeah, let's see. We'll see what happens.
What do you think, Elon?
I think Adam did great. One of the best parts about fishing for me is maybe not fishing and like looking at birds, looking at plants. So when I saw him with his binoculars, most of me was making fun of him, but there was a small part of me. there was a small part of me that was jealous of. I was like, this guy, he's like in it right now. Like he's like casting and looking at goldfinches in like a small bush across the river. And I was like, yeah, he's dialed into the nature right now. Like if we left him and we went back to get him, he would be okay.
He would die. Sorry.
So, he'd be dead so fast.
So it was fun to watch someone, be excited about being in the water. He did have a really bad tangle. So he said his casting was fluid,
yes,
and it got there.
Yeah,
after he got a really bad tangle, and we worked it out, and then he tweaked it, and then was doing great, and then we were sort of in the motion of moving to the next spot, doing a little bit of change of scenery, and Adam, I think, proclaims to the world, to the nature, we haven't caught anything. I haven't even seen a fish.
Yeah. I haven't even seen a fish, I said.
Maybe it's 5 seconds later. Yeah. He's like, oh, that's
a fish. Was like, fish. Oh, shit, I'm late for work. Oh.
Yeah.
And then he hooks into a fish.
I'm going to get fired from the river. Yeah.
And reels it in and lands a brown trout, which is pretty special. And it was super, super, super pretty fish. And it was probably like 8 inches, which is a good size for a fish, but it was very, very pretty. Sometimes they're prettier than they are bigger. So
it was beautiful, but I don't feel like Elon's doing this justice at all. First, I hook this thing. Elon goes, that thing's going to rip you out of the water. He dives under. He starts putting rocks around my feet so I'm grounded so this fish isn't going to take me away. And then he's like, Adam, you're hardly a fisherman. There's no way you're going to get it alone. He starts going in on the rod. And now Elon and I are battling this fucking fish. Those other guys who thought I was Brad Pitt came. They start helping getting this fish out. And collectively, between three professional fishermen, one amateur, we fucking reeled this monster in. And Andrew and Ben are like, oh shit, let me get a picture. And Elon's like, we're still fucking fighting it. Relax. And finally we pull this thing out.
Yeah.
It's the fucking Elon's like, I go all over the world. I go all over the world, but I've never seen a fish this beautiful. You're connected. This is a magic fish.
I don't want to detract from Adam's story. I thought it was a tadpole when it came out of the water. I thought it was a tadpole.
I've seen bigger fish in an aquarium at a Chinese restaurant than this fish. So,
it's honestly like it's a subjective thing, but that's how I remember it.
I felt bad for this baby that you took away from its mommy, is what happened.
Elon just was like, dude, this is like probably a top 3 fish of my fucking life. And he called me brother. He's like, we're fish brothers now that we got this together.
This is so sad.
And
I missed the whole Colgan moment.
It was so fucking, it was badass. It was badass is what it was.
So basically, Adam pulled Nemo out of, a very small fish. But it did look beautiful from
cute.
Where I was standing.
Cute.
I was squinting.
I want to say also, all the other fishermen on the creek had like big nets. And I was like, what's in this river? Holy shit. They had like serious nets. Elon had no net. And I was like, oh, I guess that's his confidence level in us. Maybe. I don't know. But then when Adam caught the fish, Elon took off his fucking baseball cap and swooped the fish up in it. And I was like, that's about the coolest thing I've ever seen.
And then that hat was lost to the river, right?
But it looked cool. It was a cool move. I was like, see, Elon knows what's in this river. He knows you just need a baseball cap. You don't need some fucking huge ass net. It was cool.
Yeah. I thought I brought a net and then I forgot it. And I was like, well, if these boys catch a fish, I can't just like grab the line because the line is so small and sensitive, it'll break and then we'll lose the fish. And so the hat was the only option. And you know, the fish, I will say the fish barely fit in the hat. We'll say that. And I have a big head.
Yeah, you got so a huge fish, head, dude.
Yeah. The fish barely fit in the hat. But as far as catching fish on the South Platte, I will say Decker's South Platte is one of the toughest rivers in Colorado to catch a fish because it gets fished all year long. It gets like a lot of pressure. A lot of people go there. They float it. They fish it. It's just always busy. So to catch a fish in the South Platte is like it's no small feat. I mean, there's anglers who have been doing it for years who still haven't caught fish in the South Platte. So it's
yes,
it's a pretty good mark. Good mark on the count. Good mark on the score sheet.
A feather in your cap.
And to our friends, real quick, down in around New Orleans or Morgan City, Louisiana, if you see Elon's hat as it empties out of the Mississippi, if you could grab it, just ship for it back. Us, ship that it would back. Mean a well, lot to the Brawlix well, boys.
Here's what happened. Adam catches his fish. We scoop it with the hat. We're taking pictures with it. He's kissing it. I wanted to leave his moment to him and the fish. And then Ben yells, "I have a fish." And I look at Ben and he's tied on the fish. And he's like fighting it for a second. So I don't know what I did with my hat. I must have either dropped it or just threw it in excitement, like into the air, like it was the 30s and they were coming back from a cruise.
I do recall you shrieking. You shrieked hysterically.
And then you ran down the river.
It's raining fish. Hallelujah. You were out there, like, I imagine you maestroing this whole thing, just dancing in them. My boys, they're catching them for me. We became your downlines. This was a fish pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
The hardest thing. Adam bit the dorsal fin right off this thing in a moment of raw passion for the
so there's a lot of excitement happening fast, and now I must have did something with that, and now the hat is
now Eland, because we are incredibly petty, as you've seen so far, what with the constant taunting about my sexuality, you are now going to be tasked with now you're going to be tasked. I would like you to crown a winner. Who is the king of the river? I would love to know this, and we'll wait.
The king of the river.
And I will do you a favor, Elon, and say, I don't think this is at all what you believe fishing to be. I think you are just like, dude, it's for everybody. It's all chill. Who gives a shit? But this is a petty podcast.
It's on us to ruin things like this. For everyone.
And if I had got that fish, I want you to understand, Elon, I would have, like, I'm emptying out a tube of toothpaste, just drained salmon roe raw from that fish or trout roe right into my mouth. And just keep that in mind when you're making a decision, because I was connected.
Ugh.
Okay, Adam, Andrew, let's talk. Let's let him deliberate.
So while Elon deliberates, I would like to point out that when I'm having my moment of triumph after fucking landing Jaws, of course, Ben has to be like, me too. Did Adam get something? And then he fucking gets a bite to fucking distract. And then what happened? Like, can I not have anything?
It wasn't a distraction. The fish said, I'm not going to let that chode bitch fucking win this.
You got
I'm sorry.
Okay. Let Elon right. answer.
Okay.
Sorry.
Elon, this is tough. I know.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about it.
I'm sure. It's been keeping you up at night, waking up too early in the morning.
I have thought about this. I thought about when I left, and I've been thinking about it this morning. I would have to say it's probably Ron.
Producer Ron, he wasn't even there.
Oh,
he had to work.
Elon, that's the worst. That's the worst you can do. You won't be back on the podcast by saying that.
I don't even think we're going to air this.
You know Ron would have crushed it, though. You could just tell.
Yeah, I think he was prepared and he was sad to miss out. And I think that's the pinnacle of fishing. Is like, damn, if I was there, I would have crushed it. A fisherman's tale is always like, if I was there, if the fish landed, if this.
That is a huge part of it.
Probably would have just
that
slayed
is a huge
it.
Part of it.
So I think that's the king of the river. No, I
actually like this. I actually kind
Producer
of like
Ron
this.
Is yep, the, is
I,
the king
yeah,
of the river.
He didn't even show up.
That'd
and
be
I,
a lesson
actually,
to you. You want to be the hot dog fisherman? Stay home and talk about it. Stay home and talk about it.
Elon, so at the end of the podcast, every time, normally what we do is we ask, does this make the world a better place? And would you do this again? But when we were standing there, you and I were having a conversation about like what this means to you and like how it's kind of connected to your past, like as far as like growing up. I think it was your grandfather or somebody. And it was really great. And I just wanted to give you the chance like to say, like, does this make a world a better place? And what does this mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if like just me fishing makes the world a better place, but I think sharing it with other people is like a part of that, is like just, you know, getting outside of the city and the noise and the constraints of just everyday life and just going, I mean, even not even the fishing, just going to nature, taking a drive, sitting in the water. I would hope that that makes, you know, the world a better place because people just get to get outside themselves a little bit and just kind of feel connected to the water or birds or casting or what, however that looks like for people. And yeah, I mean, it's like one of the things I love doing the most. I always tell people, teaching people how to fish is like one of my joys. And then like doing stand-up comedy are like the two times where I like feel my, like I feel like who I'm supposed to be. Like I feel like I'm like supposed to be there. Like it's like a ingrained of like my DNA. And yeah, my grandfather was a biologist for the Division of Wildlife in Colorado, and he actually ran the bird program and the raptor rehabilitation program in Colorado. So that's kind of how I got my nature bird love. And then yeah, just being on the water, it's sometimes I think about jokes, sometimes I think about, you know, comedy, but most of the time I just think about fishing, which sort of puts everything else out of my mind because it's like an active thing. It's like, oh, are there fish over there? Are there fish there? And then maybe I have a thought about a joke, but then I'm like, oh, I'm fishing. So it just like takes me out of myself and like a little bit of like ego. And I don't know, just, it makes me like present in the moment and like who I am. So, and I love sharing it with people. That's like the best part is seeing people catch fish or seeing people feel connected or just have a good time on the water is like, is something that's super fun. So I don't know if it, you know, it's gonna save the world, but I hope that people can feel at least a part of the world when they go fishing, when they're on the water.
Fuck yeah. That's a great way of saying it. I don't know if it'll save the world, but you feel part of the world.
I love that. I think we should let that be the final word for all three of us. I do want to say, Elon, anyone who's kind of casually interested in fly fishing, what should they do?
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're in Denver or in Colorado, you can go to something called fly shops. They're like fishing stores, but specifically for fly fishing. You walk in there and you say, hey, my friend Elon told me to come in. I'm a beginner. Tell me the things. I just want to get started. Can you like, and they'll give you like a cheap rod and reel combo from like, you know, $50 to $100, and they'll have your fishing pole, the fishing rod, fishing reel, the line. They'll give you a couple of flies and you can like just go out and practice and ask them like if they have beginner classes or if you know anybody that fishes, ask to come along. I feel like most anglers, most fly fishermen are always like, yeah, just come out and hang out. Like more people to fish with, it makes it, sometimes it's nice to fish alone, but sometimes it's nice to sit with your friends and talk stuff on the water and make fun of each other or support each other and net each other's fish. So go to a fly shop, say my friend Elon sent me, and just ask like, hey, I want to get started, and they'll hook you up.
Nice.
Dude, that's awesome. And as always, that is the best part. Like the three of us are very dear friends, but mostly now it's work. It's like the podcast or the live show or projects. We don't hang out enough just as friends. So like you got us out on the water. I had like a great conversation with Andrew when you were doing with Ben, vice versa. It was just very fun to be on the water with friends. Like that made a great
absolutely
morning.
I do want to share this memory because I don't know if we have the footage, but Adam and I were standing in the river, beautiful, every direction you look like a postcard. We just been talking about how beautiful it was, and a minute goes by and Adam goes, man, this is beautiful. I just wish I could be here with some friends. I almost fell in the river laughing because it was just like the perfect, and the perfect moment for it.
Thank you. Thank you a million times for taking the time, and your love of teaching comes out in how well you taught, and your passion for the outdoors as well just comes out when you're out there. And people listening, Eland has a web series called Comedians on the Fly. Great fucking name, by the way. And we're going to be an episode of that. But there are also going to be other episodes with other really funny people where he just takes comics out and takes them fly fishing and they chat about comedy and jokes and the river. And you should check that out.
And shout out to Jeff Stonick, who was there filming Comedians on the Fly the whole time with us. It was also a very fun hang, as always.
And fell in the river and did not
stop recording.
Drop his camera. Did not stop recording. It was
fucking pro.
He was
pro.
Full pro. It was like he was up to his nipples. His waders got water in it, but he did not sacrifice the shot or his equipment. So,
yep. Very impressive.
It was amazing. I can't thank you enough, Eland. I mean, this is amazing, man.
Dude. Thanks again for getting us out on the road.
Glad you guys could come out. It was exciting. It's probably going to be the best episode of Comedians on the Fly and the most fun I've had in a while hanging with comics on the water. So it was a fun time. It was just a good time. And we caught a fish.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You point a camera at us. We're going to go.
There's
a lot
of bickering
even.
Before
we're a
and
needy.
After, but we're going to go.
A lot of goofing.
Obviously, Eland mentioned his love of fly fishing. Also mentioned his love of stand-up. So why don't we listen to some more stand-up? Because you are also a fantastic fucking comic and one of our favorites. So we're going to listen to some comedy from Eland. And when we return, third actors, you're on deck. The best third act in the biz. We've got more show coming for you. Also, it's birthday shout-out time. August, get ready. Your birthday shout-outs are coming. We're also going to tease the next episode's challenge. It's the best third act in the game. You stay tuned.
And even though producer Ron won the challenge, only one person caught a fish.
I'm not dating women who have cats anymore. Let me rephrase that. I'm not dating white women anymore. And I've served my time, you know? My body, my choice. And I actually do have a girlfriend, and she has a cat. And she is white. And it's the market, man. I live in Denver. What do you want me to do? It's like if you went to the grocery store and there was one type of bread. All right, not all the bread fans in here. All right. No, I care about her a lot, and I really enjoy being with her. One thing we do, we get into arguments quite a bit. One of our biggest arguments we've ever gotten in is she said that I make the same noises during sex as I do as eating a good cookie. And I was like, babe, what are you talking about? She's like, you make the same noise during sex as you do in eating a good cookie. And I was like, well, show me what I do. And she was like, you bite the cookie, then you're like, ah! Good snickerdoodle will do that to you, dog. Good snickerdoodle will do that to you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Third actors, bienvenidos, bienvenu. You have landed at the meat of the episode, the much-anticipated third act. We had a hell of an episode before this. You don't care about that. You're here for what we have to offer now, and that is some sincere thank yous. We want to thank Eland Stribling for making this whole thing happen. That was so much fun. Thanks for taking us out fishing. And I want to thank Jeff Stonick as well for filming the whole thing. Ben, they film a web series called Comedians on the Fly. Tell them when our episode's coming out.
It's out now, Adam. I don't even have to tell them when it's out. It's out freaking now. I mean, that's the internet. That's the internet, baby.
And it's the speed at which people bring you content these days. You can't slow down. The second you finish this episode about fishing, you want to go watch it.
Yes.
And now you can.
Yes.
Because Comedians on the Fly with the Grolix is out now everywhere. There's a link in the show notes.
Yes.
And we'll also share it on our Patreon, of course. But yeah, thanks to Eland and thanks to Jeff for just a good time and for putting that whole episode together. Andrew's not...
Adam, I want to do it because I never get to do it. Oh, so I'm going to do it. And I think
my man
being, I would argue, the most musical of the three of us, I would like to do this.
I think okay, that's
so
fair. I think
I'm
going to
change it up. I'm going to do it a little different. I'm going to do a plug, 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 plug. Plug, 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 plug,
wow.
Plug, plugs.
And that, and that's from the most musical of us.
Yeah. I know. But it had a, almost like a nutcracker type feel. And
there was
you know,
a Yuletide energy to it. I feel like I should start plugging some December shows. You know what I mean? But
I know. You know I start
celebrating.
No, we got to
keep it current. We got to keep it current. Ben, what way are you missing the Grolics this month?
Stop, dude. Come on.
How are you missing the Grolics this month? What way did you manufacture to do it?
No. Okay, listen. Just stop for a second. Okay, yes, I am going to miss the Grolics. I am going to be doing a run of shows in Montana for the lovely folks at Bone Dry Comedy. I will unfortunately be missing the Grolics again this month, but
I'm sure you tore up about it.
But I will be in Billings on Thursday, the 24th, Bozeman, the 25th. I'll be in Missoula on the 26th and Helena on the 27th. So you can get tickets now at bonedrycomedy.com to come and see me. And yeah, so, and I'm sorry, Adam.
Oh, no. Do not apologize to me. For I'm happier with you gone. Apologize to the fans who show up and would like to see the Grolics experience.
You know that's tough. I have trouble apologizing after everything they've done to me.
Well, I have that's something you all need to work out together in your couples counseling. And I applaud you both, you and the fans, for going to couples counseling together like this. It's a mature choice.
I am going to audience counseling. I know that. it's tough. But it's.
I care about the Grolics, and so does Andrew. And we will be there on August 26th at the Bug Theater. It's a hell of a show. We got River Butcher headlining, our bud coming in. Chanel Hughes is on the bill. And while we don't have Ben Roy, we have Ben Bryant, who a lot of people are saying, upgrade?
No one is saying that.
So anyway, tickets are in the show notes. It is going to be a blast. It is a hell of a lineup. We will have a good time without Ben and with Ben Bryant.
Okay, that's fine. And everybody, listen, you're listening to this podcast. As always, please leave a review. You can review, subscribe, follow us. Please leave a review of this podcast.
I got one. Oh, I got a new one? Review.
Adam's
got
a review. Review. Okay, quick.
It's to be a quick one because I know this is a packed third act, but that's what the third actors come for. Okay, so it's Amanda GBB, 5 stars,
okay.
Both funny and fun, Amanda writes. Not sure how this ended up on my feed, but I clicked on it and I'm really glad that I did. And that's what I like about this. It wasn't like, oh, a friend told me. It just sort of came into their feed. Brave Amanda's like, why not? Let's see what this is about. Grolics Saves the World is both funny and fun. The way they make each other laugh makes me laugh, and it's great to listen to on my commute or when I'm trying to get through a difficult spreadsheet. The data don't analyze themselves.
That's fun. It's fun. I like when people say
it's
stuff.
It's a good data riff. I also enjoyed the variety of the challenges. Some of my favorites include the Ulysses Challenge, bird watching, and the swimming chow. Another thing that I like is the stand-up comedy clips that they play during the break. It's a way to discover comics that I've never heard before. I enjoy it so much that I've upgraded to the Ben level via Patreon. Looking forward to my personalized welcome message. So Amanda not only bravely is like, what's this podcast about? Got into it. Listened to the comics we recommended, became fans of them, and then became a patron. Amanda is the perfect podcast fan. Also wrote a 5-star review. Thank you, Amanda. We appreciate it.
If you don't already, you can find us on all of the social meds at Grolics Comedy. We're everywhere. And we also want to hear about your fishing tales. You like that? Do you know what I mean? And we want to know, have you ever tried fishing? And what do you do? What's your rod like? We'd like to know all sorts of things. So please reach out to us and tell us what you've done. And do you love the outdoor stuff? Anyway, come on. Engage with us. We love hearing from you at Grolics Comedy.
Mostly we love hearing from you on Patreon because that means we're getting some of your hard-earned buckaroonzos. That's what I call them.
Buckaroons? And you call them buckaroons?
Buckaroonzos.
Oh,
and
okay.
If you feel like throwing us 4 buckaroonzos a month, you can take part of our new Patreon offer, the 4 for $4, where we give you the fourth act for $4. And that's
what?
Just another chunk of Grolics Comedy Pod for $4.
We're just giving this shit away, Ron?
You'd have to be crazy to give this away.
Crazy.
Mental illness does pulse through all of our veins, for sure.
I'm crying right now for no reason.
And I'm crying on the inside.
Yes.
And it's only $2 per episode for a totally ad-free experience. Yeah. Ben, what's one of the main perks of Patreon?
Well, you know, it's quickly rose up to the top to become one of the favorite things. Birthday shout-outs.
Right.
And boy, I got to tell you, August is a busy one. So it looks like November, sometime around December, parents be fucking.
And I think it's like the first snow.
You think they're Thanksgiving they're full of stuff, and they're doing a little stuffing of their own.
Well, I think their parents just went to town on Thanksgiving dinner, got a little drunk, came home, collapsed on their living room floor, and they're like, well, fuck it, we're already lying on the floor. And then they just put their bodies on top of each other. You know what I mean?
Adam, your impressions of what sex are always troubling. It's always...
They put their heavy, heavy laden with food bodies on each other, and babies were made.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to do this one anymore. So why don't we just get to them? We're going to do our shout-outs.
I'm just picturing these parents of these Patreons rubbing their big old bodies all over each other, and I think it's beautiful. God. I think it's love.
Okay, well, it's making me sick every time you do that. All right, so, well, let's do this. We're going to do our shout-outs. This time I say, and I think you came up with this in the break, so we're saying... why don't we, for the birthday shout outs, why don't we tell people what these particular birthday, folk have fished out of rivers?
Oh, when they're fishing. They're just on the side of the stream.
Yeah. They're on the stream. What have they caught?
Sure.
And I think this is going to be a fun one.
Yeah. Things they've pulled out of a river when fishing. You want to go first, Ben?
Yeah, I would love to.
All right, so big happy birthday to Megan Cross. What has Megan Cross fished out of their respective stream?
This is an easy one because I just talked to her to say thanks. She fished my catalytic converter out of the Cherry Creek River. Megan Cross was out in Colorado here doing a little fishing. I had lost the catalytic converter off of my my Altima. And lo and behold, Megan digs
it
out.
A favor.
I think she
that's
took it. I'm not going to say.
That's just a favor to you.
Well,
she found it.
I just think it's a kind of a random thing. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's a little sus, as the kids say. But I want to say thanks because there are precious metals inside that. That's why they're going after it. Adam, I got one here for you. August baby Jen Padgett.
Yep.
Been a longtime supporter of us.
Oh, yeah. That's easy.
You got this
easy.
One?
Easy. Dead bod. Found
Whoa,
a dead
the
bod.
Old classic.
She was seven. She was alone. And she hooked it. And it was a full man. And as a seven-year-old, she was able to pull it to the shore and very clearly see, oh, this is a dead man. And she did the right thing. She called the authorities, and it was a missing person and all that. But Jen was haunted by it and still
Wow.
is.
Wow, that is amazing. Wow. Well, thank you, Jen, for doing the right thing. I think it's my turn.
Yeah, and I will toss you a big happy birthday to Niels Magelson. And I think I said that perfectly.
I think so, too. He actually fished out a complete mirror image of himself, which was strange.
Oh, my God.
It was almost
that
as
is
if
strange.
The line went into the water and it was the upside down from Stranger Things. And he fished himself out. And through that, they've had a lot of very deep experiential conversations about life and who they are. And he realizes this person is just the bad side of himself. And he's learned to really come to terms with that. So I want to say congratulations.
Okay.
This was a hard pull out of the water, but I think you're a better person for it.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Nils.
Adam, next one up, Matt. Lorenzo, this one goes to you.
Oh, sure, Matt. No, I actually heard about this because this was a score. Matt just scored a tin can full of porn. Just a forest, just a guy that lives in the woods, treasure trove of porn, old magazines, some videos. It's just like
a
dream
can.
Catch when you're a
what
kid.
What was this tin can?
Yeah,
tin, original.
Well, like a big coffee
oh,
can,
okay.
like a pretty big can. And so it's just stuffed full of just old nudie mags and just clearly some weirdo's treasure trove. And Matt never looked back. Grabbed that big tin can, that oversized big tin can of porn, ran home, and honestly became a man.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations. Matt, you don't see that a lot. You gotta play the lotto tonight. I tell you what, you gotta play the lotto. Yeah.
Hey Ben, we got a Patreon named Brent the Brewer Sewer. That's our Patreon fan's name. Yeah. And you ought to have seen Brent's just so stuffed full parents climbing on top of each other's bodies.
Yeah,
on the
let's
floor.
not do that.
Years
I'll go ahead.
Ago, beneath
I'll
a tell roaring you. Fire as
no,
Brent.
I don't want to do that. I know what Brent pulled out of the water. Get this. Just a fish of no real consequence.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was a small fish. It was one he had to throw back. It wasn't really all that impressive a fish. I don't know what it was.
But, I mean, he caught a fish.
That's great, Brent. It's
what you're out there. It's what you're out there for.
Yeah, yeah. And congratulations, Brent, the Brewer Sewer, on your fish. You got one, and that's what this is all
happy,
about.
Happy birthday, Brent.
Okay, Adam, you're up next. you know this person very well, so I have no doubt you're going to get this right off the bat because old fishing buds, Tracy Sandoval.
Oh, Tracy. Ripped out of the water, Wings album Venus and Mars, the classic Wings album Venus and Mars on vinyl.
Wings Tracy has a just classic album? It. I don't recall that. But
Wings has several classics albums, and Venus and Mars is the real treasure. And a lot of kids had to go hunt it down at record shops. Tracy just plucked it out of the stream, and it was perfect, not damaged. Put it on her little record player and just rocked out that after.
Wow, that's birthday, cool. Tracy. That's cool.
Next birthday is just kind of mysterious, Ben. It's Jesse. Jesse, no last name, Ben, is a longtime Patreon who just upgraded to the Ben level. That's a thing you can do. They were maybe at the Adam level, at the Andrew level. They just upgraded to the Ben level, and welcome to the Cadillac.
Well, and that's the problem. That's why Jesse insists on anonymity and just the first name. Jesse fished out a Cadillac that had the body of prolific union organizer Jimmy Hoffa in it. And it's choosing right now to remain anonymous. Doesn't want to get in the middle of how Hoffa ended up at the bottom of that river and the car. I mean, there's just a lot of murkiness to it, much like the river. And so I think that it's best that we just keep Jesse on a first name because no one wants to be in the middle of that, not in the Gambino crime family. The four families.
No, definitely not.
And Jesse, thank you for doing it because we've all wondered where old Hoff is. And thanks to you, we now know. New Jersey, I believe. I don't know. Adam. I'm going to throw you the last one, brand new Patreon, which you can be as well. You can not only upgrade, you can also just be a brand new Patreon subscriber, which we love as much.
The possibilities are literally endless. They're literally endless when you join our Patreon.
This is so great. So I'm going to throw this one to you real quick. Give me what Crystal Collins fished out of a river.
This is actually kind of a crazy story, and a lot of people may have heard about this on the news. Crystal Collins's dad one day says, I'm going out for cigarettes, never comes back. And they just thought, oh, well, fuck, the dude abandoned his family, whatever. Turns out he did go out for cigarettes. He was kind of a poetic soul. He was smoking a butt by the river, tripped, fell in, knocked his head, unconscious, was going to drown. A family of beavers pulled him into their den and fed him and kept him alive for 11 years. Like, it was over a decade. I can't remember the exact details. Crystal, one day, is fishing, gets it hooked deep in some sticks. She can't figure it out. Pulls her own dad out of the water. He's healthy. He's fine. He's a little confused. And they rekindled their relationship back from the dead. He's now part of the family. It's just a crazy thing that happened to them. And I'm so grateful that Crystal went fishing that day, and that she and her dad are back together.
Well, and Crystal, that's a tale as old as time. I think it's one we've heard from friends of ours before, but it's cool that it happened to you. You know, I mean, a little hacky, Adam. Little hacky. I'm not going to lie to you. Heard that one before.
Well, I mean, sometimes hacky is because it's based in truth, and this story happens a lot, and so it has become sort of hack. However, it also happened to Crystal.
Yeah. Well, what a group of people. Thanksgiving, people be fucking. I'm getting ready for Thanksgiving. I only fuck on Thanksgiving. So
Get your bodies on the floor. Get your bodies on the floor. It's Thanksgiving.
Not many people know that Drowning Pool song was a Thanksgiving song. It was about our parents fucking.
Yeah. It's about our parents fucking all tired and fat on turkey.
Happy birthday, August babies. And once again, thank you to everybody that supports us on Patreon. You all are the best. You can get your own birthday shout out. Patreon.com/Grolic Saves. As always, the link is down there in the show notes. I think we should probably issue a little bit of a thanks, especially this one, to Dryland Fly Rod, Ron Doyle.
Sure.
I mean, this guy, sure. You can fish anything out of a stream of traffic. You chuck old Ron out there, you know, you get him casting out. He'll come out with anything from traffic. It's amazing.
I've seen him. I've seen him on highway overpasses casting.
Yeah.
He's also holding a sign that says, fuck Joe Biden. It's weird. But he's snagging hats and he's snagging sunglasses. And he's just out there like the American dream on a highway overpass, fishing the stream, making his weird statements.
Big thanks to Mike Henderson, as always, for your help recording at the live show. And that theme music, those dulcet tones, are brought to you by the bioluminescent Charlie Continental. How's he do it? He just rubs the back of his arm?
Well, it's his diet. He lives by a nuclear power plant, and he's always out there sort of licking the rocks.
Yeah.
It just sort of bleeds into his
general sheen. He says it's the salt
he
likes from it, but it's making him glow at night. And
he's going to get sick.
He's going to get sick. Adam, we made it to the end of this, and now here is where we tease next episode's challenge.
Hear me out. This is just a pitch. We stopped the podcast, and this has been the last episode. We're done with the pod now. It's over.
Without telling Andrew?
Without Andrew. This is... Instead of a challenge next week, we just stop the podcast.
I think you did this before. You've said this before, Adam. You keep pitching that we stop the podcast.
I say we it just is a curveball. We just end it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'm down to hear other ideas.
Okay. Yeah, the other idea I have, how about we unplug
all our recording equipment and stop doing the podcast?
No. You know what? I'm just going to end a year, but we're going to unplug some stuff. So play us out, Charlie!